This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. New vehicle sales are up significantly in Colorado. Registrations have increased nearly 20% through the first 9 months of this year compared to the same period last year. Colorado Automobile Dealers Association President Tim Jackson says that's despite global supply chain issues that are limiting vehicle availability.
Our lots are nearly empty, and what we know about the sales environment and new cars today is if you have one on your lot, somebody wants it, and it won't last long.
Sales of hybrid and fully electric vehicles are also increasing significantly. They now account for more than 10% of the overall market in Colorado. It's 2 weeks before Election Day, and it's crunch time for campaigns to drum up voters. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
If you're getting political mail and calls and canvassers at the door, it means that campaigns believe you are likely to cast a ballot in November. In Denver, races are nonpartisan, so canvassers have started targeting the people who always vote as a chance to earn a supporter, no matter their party affiliation. Voting records and ballot statuses are public record, so campaigns know who has voted and who hasn't. So, if you want to stop the calls and canvassers, just return your ballot. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. And starting this hour, it's Here and Now. In 15 minutes, we'll hear about what it means to be a Black chef. Chef Russell Jackson opened his newest restaurant about 6 months before the pandemic struck. And when that happened, he began speaking out about his experiences in the dining industry. He joins us at 12:20. And next, progressives in the Democratic Party have agreed to drop 2 years of free community college in the name of compromise. Colorado Springs is at 59 degrees. The high today will be 63 and sunny.